thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Hello, how's it going? Welcome to the Flickster for another week. This week, doing Disclosure Day. Mr. Lee, looking forward to this one?
I certainly am. I've been hanging for this one for some time, so I cannot wait to find out our Flickster all about it.
I don't know if I believe that, though. I mean, you did say to me that you were going to go see this movie, but you didn't.
Yeah, okay. And I did tell you the reason why I didn't, which I didn't want to tell anyone, but now that you've brought it up, I'm usually out of bed at 6 o'clock, 6:30 every morning, right? I had a bit of a late night on Saturday night, and I didn't get out of bed until 11 o'clock, and that's very late for me. And the movie started at 10, so I missed it. Yep, I knew you'd do that.
Yeah. Shocking. Well, you know what? Thank God our Talking Flickster went and saved the day, who we'll meet in just a sec. But I do want to pick up on something else, Miss Lee. I love this, how this is a Disclosure Day podcast, and we've put up these backgrounds of Toy Story 5 in Talking Flicks HQ. I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah.
Well, I love it, though. It's really cool.
Yeah, they were left over from yesterday, and that's why I thought it'd be really cool to still use them today.
Yeah, I mean, I've got Woody over my back here. He's just creeping me out a little bit.
Buzz is just staring at me. It's a bit scary.
Creepy indeed. But yes, anyway, Toy Story 5 will be next week. In the meantime, it is Disclosure Day. It looks great, especially if you love a good, good drama, thriller, sci-fi. And if you're a big fan of Steven Spielberg, we'll unpack all of that after we have a listen to the trailer.
I can see you.
I am much more inclined now than I was when I made Close Encounters to really believe that we're not the only intelligent civilization in the universe.
What did you steal?
Secrets. People have a right to know the truth.
This is a story about us. All of us.
Good morning, Kansas City.
Up against the most extraordinary event in human history.
What's happening to me? I'm frightened. I'm frightened out of my wits.
You don't need to be. You have someone else.
Daniel Kellner.
Who is this?
Do not go back to the house. They found you. I don't know who you are, but they're gonna kill you.
The human race cannot accept what we know. We need to stop it any way we can.
What am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing?
This 79-year cover-up of the truth has to end.
We're interrupting our coverage.
How will disclosure change us? I believe for the better. It will remind us of our capacity for empathy and that there is something bigger out there than just ourselves.
The only way to know your purpose is to go back to where it all began.
I know you.
I know you too. What happened to us?
I used to say to myself, wouldn't it be wonderful if all of this turned out to be true? I'm now thinking, wouldn't it be wonderful for people to know
they're coming?
All of this is true.
Okay, I'm not going to do that alien voice to welcome our Talking Flickster. let's give a big round of applause to George.
Woo! Welcome back.
Hello.
Hello, my friend. It's been too long.
It has.
It's
been a good while.
I can't remember the last movie.
I have no idea.
I believe it was Superman last year that you last sent me to go see.
Yes, it was. Now, you know, George, did you remember that because it was us and you're like, you know, I had such a great time?
Or I mean, I just have, I have notes of these things of what I've, I mean, yeah, coming to talk to you about more aliens. So.
Or was it such a bad time and you went to get an iPhone?
It's always a pleasure to come on.
We love you, George.
Thank you.
Great to have you back, mate. And yes, you're right. We did send you off to see an alien type movie. And this was one that you were really looking forward to. Disclosure Day, a Steven Spielberg film. And you were saying off the podcast that it was quite good. Not a typical Steven Spielberg film, though. I guess probably, you know, not one of his greatest, but this one is definitely going to be up there, though.
I don't make me put a number to it, but it could be in his top 10 films, I reckon.
Oh, that's good.
How many has he done?
37. 37 feature films he has done.
I reckon saying top 10 without looking at it too deeply wouldn't be wrong.
Great.
And there's some good ones in there.
Well, yeah.
Can I just ask quickly, sorry, what would be his number one movie then, George?
Mm. Oh, it's either Jaws or Jurassic Park. And I think, gun to my head right now, I'm saying Jurassic Park.
Oh, I was saying Jaws.
Yeah, mine, I was saying Jaws. Jaws.
It's one of the two. It's one of the two.
Yeah.
No, nobody did E.T. Phone Home, though, which,
you know. It's probably my top five.
Top five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, Jaws, you can't beat Jaws. Jaws or Jurassic Park was pretty big back in the day too, but Jaws was just incredible.
Did he do any of the other Jaws films, or was it just the original Jaws from 73?
Just the original one he did.
Yeah, right.
But he did the first two Jurassic Parks.
Great. And then, yeah.
The second one wouldn't be breaking into my top 10.
Well, it's
quite a remarkable man.
Oh, so good. So talented. Well, let's get into it. Had high expectations going in. Did the movie surprise you?
I had very high expectations going in. Obviously, it's a new Spielberg movie. There was a couple of surprises along the way. For some reason, as I sat down in my seat on Thursday morning, I thought, it's not going to have aliens in it. This whole thing has been a marketing ploy to distract us from what the movie's actually going to be about. But then it was about aliens. So I can confirm it is about aliens. So anyone who's thinking, like I did for some reason, it is definitely about aliens. So I'm not sure if that's a surprise or if I just talked myself into it being a surprise.
Well, we kind of figured that when we heard the like the ASMR sounds. Do you like that, George? And that creeps me out. Like, that's just
the clicking.
Oh, yeah, I get goosebumps.
I mean, it is very creepy, but it's otherworldly. It's not. It's almost ethereal, isn't it? It's unknown, and you can't tell quite what it is.
Well, some people use it to sleep these days, to fall asleep. I don't know how.
I mean, more power to them.
Yeah, they find it quite relaxing. I've got to say, I find it quite creepy, to be honest.
I think I'd agree with you. I couldn't think of anything worse.
It's a thing.
I would like a waterfall or something like that would be great. But
you know what, Miss Lee, I'm telling you now, I guarantee you, we do a podcast in ASMR like that, it will go off its chops. I'm just saying, right? They'll all be dialing in, so
we'll get just do a whole episode clicking.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what, we could take this podcast not worldwide but actual in the universe wide.
Yeah, we could
beam it into space. Someone out there will listen.
Oh, they are. Yeah. Well, as we were saying last week, that's a whole new podcast. But there's, yeah. And is that, obviously, you know, you have got an interest in that. Do you find that kind of drew you to the movie?
I think the combination between extraterrestrial life and Spielberg dealing with that drew me to the movie. I have a little bit of an interest in what's out there, I guess. So, I mean, it was definitely scratched that itch, if anyone has kind of an itch for the unknown beyond the stars.
I have to say, I think there's something out there big time. So tell me, what character stood out the most for you?
I think it's definitely Emily Blunt and Josh O'Connor, who stand out. Those are who you're following. They're both really good in the lead. Colin Firth as the antagonist, maybe not quite as strong. He's kind of doing that typical British bad guy. Maybe that just offends me a little bit, but he's doing a fine job. He's not quite as good as the other two, I don't think. But there's some great like small performances in there. Coleman Domingo, Wyatt Russell as smaller parts, like kind of really hold their own, kind of keep the film moving.
I must say, Coleman Domingo, he's in everything at the moment. He's everywhere.
He's great.
Yes, he's brilliant. And I have to say, as Joe Jackson, he was incredible. Like, he played and must have been so hard, as I said when we did that Talking Flickster review, must have been very hard for him to play that part because he's nothing like that at all. So, yeah.
I've still not seen Michael, so.
You need to go see it. I think it's still playing longer.
I think, yeah, it's still on for a couple, it's on for the next few days anyway.
Mm.
Yeah.
And what was your favourite scene in the movie? Was it one of those scenes where you hear that clicking ASMR noise? Was that what did it for you?
No, I think the scene where the kind of there's some really great set pieces throughout the whole movie. There's a great one with a train, which is in the trailer for a little bit. There's another great scene with a fire truck, which is very tense. But the scene which stood out for me was a smaller one in a motel room, where the bad guys are kind of closing in on two of our protagonists. And it's very tense. It's kind of at night time, it's dark, and everything's kind of coming on them. I think it's quite early on in the film. But that was the moment when I'm trying not to say too much because it kind of shifts. The film does a really good job of just drip feeding you information about what things are and how things work. So, but early on in that motel scene, it kind of hit me what this film is about, how it's working, what kind of movie that I'm in for the rest of the movie.
Oh, that sounds really in-depth. So did it remind you of any other movies that Steven Spielberg's made or anyone else?
That scene in particular really reminded me of the scene in War of the Worlds, Spielberg's another alien movie. Yes. From Spielberg, where they're in the cellar and the eyes are coming in looking for them, if you remember that. Obviously, this film has a lot of ties to Close Encounters of the Third Kind, another Spielberg movie. But it kind of reminded me more of like a classic espionage film. I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head, but like something like All the President's Men, where it's kind of got like a political edge to it, and they're uncovering a truth as you go along. It's obviously about whistleblowers, so like a little bit of Snowden kind of peppered in there as well.
Jeez. I've just did a little search. He's made 5. And possibly 6 alien movies Steven Spielberg has made.
5 of them.
That's a bit scary. Yeah, so he's actually made Firelight, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, E.T., War of the Worlds, and Disclosure Day.
And then Indiana Jones. Kingdom of the Skull had some at the end. Do we count him at one?
Yeah, do we?
Can we have it?
Yeah, okay, righto. We'll make it. We'll say it is. Tell me, if you had to pick one person you could be in this movie, what character would you play?
It's the easiest question because I don't want to hang out with the whole film is very stressful and I wouldn't want to hang out with any of them too long while they're all on the chase from some shady government. Similarly, I wouldn't want to hang out with the shady government faction. But there's a scene where they go to a convent and they hang out with some nuns and it just seems like a lovely time. And I think I'd be happy kicking it back with the nuns while they run off and do their thing. I think that's the moment where you just get a little bit of time to breathe.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard anybody saying they want to hang out with nuns. But I can tell you now, it's very interesting. I'm sure Mr. Lee wants to, but he just never admitted it. Wow. Okay. That's interesting. That is definitely interesting. Now, when the credits rolled, was there an emotion that came across you? What were you feeling about the movie as a whole at that point?
Quite interestingly, when the credits started to roll, there was me and maybe two or three other people in the screening who sat and watched the whole credits. And I think mainly for me, I was sat there because it's got a John Williams score. And so you're really treated to a whole John Williams score as the credits are rolling. And I kind of didn't want to get out of my seat and miss that. So John Williams' score is like, it's big and it's emotional. There's a lot in there. It was kind of, it almost made me feel like a little kid watching some of those other Spielberg and John Williams collaborations. But the film kind of just ended on this sense of, you know, are we alone? Probably not. Kind of, isn't it great that we're all part of something? And it was really quite an overwhelming kind of like emotion to finish the film on. And then, so as I say, it wasn't just me kind of sat there taking it all in at the end.
Can I ask a very quick question? Do you need to stay to the end? Is there anything that happens at the end? You know how they have outtakes or extra information?
There is nothing. It just John Williams' score.
It's just the score.
And then it ends. There's no like hidden extra scenes or anything.
Yeah, cool. Right, thank you. Because a lot of people do like to stay for in case something happens, because there's actually three things that happen in Master of the Universe that you've got to sit through. So, yeah. George, we've come to that time of the podcast where I'll head over to the freezer and I'm going to get 5 Choc Tops out. And that freezer's just getting worse every time.
I'm going to give you 5 Choc Tops.
That's all we can afford, man. I have asked Mr. Lee to fix it, but, you know, he put all the money into the popcorn machine. So, anyway, beggars can't be choosers.
They do. So, out of 5 Choc Tops, George, how many are you going to give Disclosure Day?
I'm going to give Disclosure Day 4 Choc Tops out of 5 Choc Tops.
Wow.
That's impressive.
That
That's
is.
Great. I like that because the IMDb scores and Rotten Tomato is pretty good, right?
Yeah,
it was. Rotten Tomatoes has got 80%.
Yeah. That's impressive.
And then IMDb's a bit lower. I think a few people have been, I don't know, there's a bit more criticism coming from audience. But I think it's not quite a 5-star. It's not the greatest movie. As we were saying earlier, it's probably in my top 10 Spielbergs. There's a lot to love. I think there's just a few pacing issues. I mean, it is quite a long film. Is it 2 hours 20? Yes. Nearly 2.5 hours.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a long one. Yeah.
There's definitely 15 minutes that I reckon you could shave off. But I mean, it does move along quickly. I mean, from the opening scene, from the opening shot, this film just places you straight into the action, and it hits the ground running and you're with it the whole time. So I don't want to be too negative about the pacing. I think there's just a few niggly things that...
Got to say, I think that if I'm going to go see a 2-hour 20 movie, I'm upsizing the combo, I think. Yeah, got to go large. What are you laughing at, Mr. Lee? You know?
Yeah, mega. You'd go mega if you could.
Well, 2 hours. I mean, you know, the popcorn's generally gone before the trailers are finished, especially with how many Mr. Lee chucks in there. Make a bit of bank.
Because I know it's yours, so I don't want you to. Yeah. Can I say, I had a Choc Top when I went to watch Master of the Universe, and I'd eaten it before the movie had started. I wore a white shirt.
Oh, you did
and
not.
Yes, I
oh,
did.
No.
I did.
Rookie error.
And I felt, and I just went, oh, yeah, chocolate all down the front. But anyway.
Can't take you anywhere, Mr.
My first ever Choc Top. My first ever Choc Top when I was over here, I wore a white shirt, and I've not done it since. I make sure I'm wearing a dad.
Gents. Yeah. What are you doing? You wear a jacket.
At least you weren't. Yeah, at least you weren't, George. I didn't. I just
took a dib down my shirt.
That's so nice. Boysenberry.
It's better than like the popcorn though. Like is it the Kernels, Mr. Lee? The little
Kernels.
Things, I hate those, so I spit them out everywhere.
Yeah. You've got to suck the oil and the salt off them first, then you spit them out.
I put them on the seat next to me.
No, I was going to say, no, you put them in your hand, wait until you finish your popcorn, and then you put them all in your empty box.
Oh, Yeah, that's what you do. Okay. George, thank you so much. What are you? Don't shake your head. Thank you for coming on the podcast again, George. Great to have you here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We'll have you back again soon, mate.
Absolutely.
Have a lovely weekend.
Thank you. Thank you, George. Enjoy your weekend.
I'm going to go and get spanked by Mr. Lee now because I don't put my popcorn back in the bucket.
Yes. You're going to put your rubbish back in the bin.
You know, that makes, I'm paying your wages, all right? So, you know, you go and... Oh, I didn't just say that, did I? I'm getting out of here.
See you next week.
Catch you on Thursday.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.